USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The CDC releasing a new report showing life expectancy has increased in the past couple of years, and the White House is taking partial credit for that.
It's owing in large part to a whole-of-government approach to treat the whole person, led by President Trump, First Lady Melania Trump, and really the entire administration.
Advisor Kellyanne Conway noting the fact that the number of Americans dying because of overdoses has declined for the first time in 29 years. The average life expectancy for Americans now 78 years and 8 months. Senators' questions in President Trump's impeachment trial resume this afternoon. During the first of 2 days of questions yesterday, Trump lawyers argued that House Democrats want to overturn the results of the 2016 election. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff says Trump tried to cheat to help him win re-election. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The Commerce Department says the U.S. economy grew 2.1% in the fourth quarter of 2019, and for all of last year, it grew 2.3%, the slowest pace in 3 years. Police in Stockholm say thieves smashed their way through the front doors of an art gallery today. They made off with around 10 bronze sculptures and etchings by surrealist Salvador Dali. Experts say each one is estimated to be worth at least $25,000 to $50,000. Those Dali works were on loan from Switzerland. A federal appeals court will not review the ruling that struck down the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals voting 8-6 against rehearing the challenge yesterday. The request was made by one of the court's judges. Last month, a 3-judge panel declared the individual mandate unconstitutional, and while the case has been appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, it may not be taken up by the High Court before the 2020 election. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A new White House task force will monitor the coronavirus as the world deals with the deadly outbreak that's killed at least 170 people in China. Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham saying the task force has been working since Monday and is going to lead the federal response to try to contain the disease. There have been so far 5 confirmed cases of coronavirus in the United States, though hundreds of more people are being tested. Super Bowl weekend is dawning soon, with the productivity losses expected to hit $5.1 billion, with absences and distractions both leading up to and immediately after the Super Bowl. John Clemens has more.
That's the findings from the Global Outplacement Service, Challenger, Gray, and Christmas, where VP Andy Challenger tells us about the lost productivity.
Employees put together office pools. They talk about the upcoming game. And then a lot of productivity is lost on the Monday after the Super Bowl. This year, it's estimated that 17.5 million Americans plan to not go to work on Monday, whether they're hungover or they're just recovering from a long night and a late game.
Challenger tells us there's a price tag for this.
We estimate that it's going to cost American employers about $5.1 billion in lost productivity.
I'm John Clemens.
Remember, you can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.